The news show needs your help. If you enjoy this podcast, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions or send a one-time donation at paypal.me/British Tech. Your generosity ensures that this podcast can continue. Thank you so much for your support. Happy Monday, news listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 5th of July, 2021. We have the best technology news that happened over the weekend, and we're going to get you caught up on it right now in about 5 minutes. Google's had kind of a fun weekend, kind of running around with their head cut off like a chicken. Yeah, they're trying to pull a whole bunch of Android apps that have a whole bunch of privacy violations. Yes, the Dr. Web analysis discovered that there were Trojans stealing Facebook login details. Now, we actually don't know the full extent of all the apps that were affected yet. Maybe Google's still trying to track the things down. But some we have figured out were called Horoscope Daily and even Rubbish Cleaner. We all know Rubbish Cleaner. Yeah, it's kind of a popular app. What happened is these apps tricked users by loading real Facebook sign-in pages. Then they'd load a JavaScript from a command and control server to hijack credentials and pass them along to the app. As far as we know right now, the malware had over 5.8 million combined downloads. So you can imagine it affected more than just these two apps we've mentioned. Now in that malware, once they hijacked the credentials, they would then steal cookies from authorization sessions. And each and every time, the target, yep, was Facebook. The only thing we've heard from Google is that apparently the developers that were behind these apps have all been banned from the store. But that may not be enough in the long run. Google might have to start doing that Apple approach from now on. To actually screen for the malware before it gets in the store in the first place. TikTok is sharing the AI love. Yes, their artificial intelligence is now for sale to other companies. If you're a company out there looking for an algorithm, TikTok can supply you one. According to the Financial Times, it's actually the parent company, that would be ByteDance, has actually launched a Byte Plus division. And in turn, that's basically selling AI TikTok's technology. Customers can actually also buy a computer vision tech, real-time effects, and even automated translations, among other features. Now, strangely enough, ByteDance didn't actually comment on anything about Byte Plus. Almost like, yeah, it exists, but it doesn't. But it definitely is already working for some people out there. The American fashion app Goat? Yeah, it's already using Byte Plus code and also an online shopping company in Indonesia. And finally, it looks like black is the new blue. Yes, I'm sure we're all familiar with Microsoft Windows' blue screen of death. Well, it's no longer blue, it's black. At least that's what's been noticed in the new Windows 11 previews that are out there. Yes, it seems Windows 11 now features a black screen of death instead of the old, warm, fuzzy standard one of blue. Now, funny enough, in some other developer preview builds before Windows 11, there was actually a green screen of death. Apparently, Microsoft thought they'd change it up a little bit for Windows 11, you know, since they're supposedly changing everything else, including all the hardware you need to actually run the damn thing. Now, we don't really know exactly why they changed the color of the screen. We'll probably never know, and as time goes on, we'll probably never care. One thing, however, though, that's certain, if it's got Microsoft attached to it, regardless of the color, yeah, I'm sure you'll be seeing that screen from time to time. Have you got a story no one else is listening? Well, we'll send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Here at the news show, we need your help to stay on the air. It's really as simple as that. Without your support, we cannot continue this podcast for much longer. Head to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. You can make a monthly reoccurring donation there. Or if you just like to make a one-time donation, paypal.me/British Tech. It is with your support is the reason why this show can continue. And without it, it won't be too long before we're going to have to take the news show off the air. So please, if you can, help the news show today. You can find all the other popular British Tech podcasts over there at the official British Tech Network website at britishtechnetwork.com. Of course, that includes the Mac Show, the Big Show, and the Photo Show, too. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And, of course, join our BTN community over at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way for your Tuesday edition tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have a great Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening. We'll be right back.